Thank you very much, and thank you for the very well-prepared presentation on policies, projects, and programs for fostering the modal shift. As you have elaborated a lot of on as well on European policies, I think it would be adequate to just to say one or two sentences regarding this, just to add up and give it some to put some beef on the bone. I'll start with this combined transport directive, and here I would like to highlight, for instance, the need that the member states need to achieve a 10% reduction of costs. So it is again a goal to see that to have a business case in order to achieve this modal shift, but because otherwise it cannot run and work. But you see as well from the design of the Combined Transport Directive that member states are obliged to do something in this matter, and they are quite free in their policies and politics how to achieve this. Otherwise, I mean, we cannot from the European level just dictate on every corridor and road what to do and what not to do. You also highlighted lots of research projects, and I would call you all just, and they were quite advanced, like NoviMove and IWNet, they are finished, for instance, that you check out the internet pages of these research projects, and that you also consult and get in contact with the project partners. The European Union is funding these projects, and in order to fill in gaps, knowledge gaps. But in the end, it would be great if those solutions that are presented in these projects are then picked up by stakeholders, by authorities, and so whatsoever. And you will see as well in these European projects, most of the research projects, there are authorities and important stakeholders involved. So you can get in touch with them, and use it to, and probably you can also make use of these ideas that they have implemented in these specific projects. We try to showcase most of the time that it is possible to present a solution with which you can achieve the modal shift. Adding to this, we started a new project which is called AutoFlex. As well, a research project which is more focused on small inland waterways, and it's in the Dutch-Belgian area, I guess, and it will also make use of green and automated vessels, but also looking at smaller vessels, so to catch as well, not the big loads, but also the smaller loads, which are never considered to be used or to be transported by inland waterway. Inland waterways. And last but not least, of course, emissions are a big selling point, in fact, because we say that inland waterway navigation is green, but we cannot really quantify the advantages in compared to, let's say, road or maritime. And there we had this project NEEDS, which tried to do this, and we will further work on measures and to show the quantity of emissions of inland navigation, and so that we can say, look, you have such and such reduction in transport if you use inland waterway navigations. This is to my last point. This is as well linked to this new initiative, Count Emission EU, where there's the ISO standard, the leading point for calculating emissions when you want to show emissions. Thank you very much.